It's WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. Now in its 13th season, Bravo is a collaboration of local arts organizations, including Fontana Chamber Arts, the Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, Crescendo Academy of Music, K-RISA Education for the Arts, and WMUK. It allows high school-age students of all musical disciplines the chance to become part of a live performance presented in the Wellspring Theater of the Epic Center, and for the performance to later be broadcast across West Michigan on WMUK. Tonight we'll hear a selection of Bravo finalists who performed last February 20th, including pianist Naomi Joseph, tenor Alexander Fruin, violist Ryan Grover, and the members of the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Wind Quintet, flutist Cecilia Zaya, clarinetist Anna Kupstas, oboist Rachel May Lanting, bassoonist Austin Durham, and French horn player Holly Channels. I'm Kara Lawrence. Glad you could join me for Let's Hear It on WMUK. As a professional musician herself, the volunteer coordinator of the Bravo auditions, Helen Rathbun, says the Bravo auditions and final concert fill an important role in the development of young musicians.
You know, it's a wonderful goal to prepare either individually or with an accompanist or a small chamber ensemble. We have very high-level professional judges. I just think the exposure they get, you know, for focusing so diligently, the live performance experience is invaluable. And then, you know, select performances have the potential to be aired on WMUK, which is really thrilling for these young players. So I just think it's terrific that, you know, here locally we have such a platform of seriousness and exposure that is really hard to come by even in the bigger metropolitan areas.
All right. Who gets to enter? How long does the process take? And how are the performances adjudicated?
Well, anyone, any high schooler locally is welcome to apply. It's been handled by the Kalamazoo Symphony's website the last 2 years, the application process. And then the audition date is set, and we typically have three judges that adjudicate. The comments are not handed back or, you know, given to the students, but I think some verbal feedback is available. And it's an open format at the auditions. They can invite their friends or family who want to support them. So that's the audition night. We typically, I think we've had somewhere in the range of, you know, 20 to 25 applicants the last 2 years, which is great. And from those, that pool, we narrow it down to approximately eight or so that, you know, enough to make a nice hour or so program the night of the performance.
Helen Rathbun is a professional flutist and the volunteer coordinator for Bravo. Before the Bravo finalists performed last February 20th, I had a chance to speak to a few of them, including another flutist, Cecilia Zaya of the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet.
My name is Cecilia. I go to Mattawan High School, and I've been playing flute for 11 years, studying with only Suzanne Rucker. So, yeah.
11 years. How old were you at the point you started? You picked up the flute.
Yeah, I was 7. It was just kind of an on-the-spot thing. So, yeah, and starting in second grade.
Yep. What will you be performing on the Bravo concert?
My group, my quintet, will be performing First Arabesque by Debussy. It's an arrangement that kind of goes off of First Arabesque, the piano piece, and is probably popular, just as popular as something like Clair de Lune by Debussy, and it's very much heard. It's an awesome arrangement, so.
Well, I'm really familiar with the piano version, which is the original version, and all you have to do is you plunk down that pedal and just do the chords, blah, 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 and it all sounds gorgeous. But when you separate all of those notes between instruments, that's something hard to achieve.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I think it takes a lot of chemistry, and I think our group connects in that way. We've connected from the beginning. We've had great intonation from the start, and I think connecting and allowing us to play in that emotional state of the arabesque is definitely beneficial. So,
did it make you curious to know more music by Debussy after hearing this and playing this?
I actually knew some music by Debussy. I played Syrinx, which is by Debussy, a couple of years back, and I love that piece. I love how expressive it was. I picked up the arabesque at seminar at Western last summer, and I thought it was beautiful, so I recommended it to my group, and I just love Debussy. I've loved Debussy ever since, so yeah.
Would you say again the names of your group, your fellow musicians in the quintet?
Austin, Anna, Rachel May, and then Cecilia and Holly.
Did you all meet at the same school, or did you find each other through different means?
We all met at Kalamazoo Junior Symphony. Austin and I were a part of the trio last year, and Anna, Holly, and Rachel May were all kind of newbies to the group, but they're definitely an asset to us. So,
where do you find time to practice?
We practice every week for a good hour, 15 minutes before the actual Kalamazoo Junior Symphony rehearsal, which is a good like 3 hours. So yeah, it's definitely a day and a half.
I guess you're warmed up for the orchestral part of the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. Do you find that being in a group is more than just working on music, but you create friendships at the same time?
I think definitely this year we've had an unbelievable friendship. We all kind of have the same humor, which is fun sometimes. Sometimes it's hard to get work done, but I think that connection really allows us to perform really well and represent it in like the arabesque, where we can perform something together cohesively. So
when you lift the flute to your mouth, what is your goal? What in terms of sound and tone, what do you want to have happen?
Something warm and something intriguing and like that pulls you in. So yeah.
Oh, I quite like that.
Thank you.
That was flutist Cecilia Zaya. Her bandmates in the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet are clarinetist Anna Kupstas, oboist Rachel May Lanting, bassoonist Austin Durham, and French horn player Holly Channels. Let's hear them on February 20th in the Bravo Finals Concert, recorded by WMUK, performing the Arabesque No. 1 by Claude Debussy, arranged by Peter Vollmers. Thank you. We heard the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet in music of Claude Debussy, the Arabesque No. 1, arranged for quintet by Peter Vollmers. The members of the quintet are flutist Cecilia Zea, clarinetist Anna Kupstas, oboist Rachel May Lanting, bassoonist Austin Durham, and French horn player Holly Channels. As a group, they were finalists in the Bravo Auditions, a program that invites teenage musicians in West Michigan to audition and perform on a public concert. This concert was recorded by WMUK on February 20th in the Wellspring Theater of the Epic Center. Naomi Joseph is a senior from Penfield High School and a private student of Susan Uchimura. Her activities include soccer and cross country, and she attends the Battle Creek Math and Science Center. Naomi says she plays music in order to make something beautiful. As a Bravo finalist, here she is, playing the first movement of Maurice Ravel's Sonatine in F-sharp minor. Thank you. Pianist Naomi Joseph, a senior from Penfield High School, played the first movement of the Sonatine in F-sharp minor by French composer Maurice Ravel. Ms. Joseph is a student of Susan Uchimura and a finalist of the Bravo auditions. We heard her performance on the Bravo concert of February 20th, recorded by WMUK in the Wellspring Theater of the Epic Center. I'm Kara LaRance, and you're listening to Let's Hear It on WMUK, Music of the Moment from West Michigan. Bravo is open to musicians of all disciplines, not just instrumentalists, as we'll hear next. His name is Alexander Fruin, and he's a tenor.
I'm Alex. I am a senior at Mattawan High School. I've been studying voice for 4 years, and I study with Mr. David Hook and a countertenor, Mark Creighton, from Chicago. And I've been very lucky to get that experience. Both are experts in opera. And if you would have told me 4 years ago that I was going to be an opera singer, I would have thought you were lying to me. And here I am. That's what I'll be studying next year. And it's very exciting.
Well, now I'm very curious. I mean, what in the world did take you down this path?
Well, you know, I started choir the second semester of my freshman year because I wanted more music experience. I love band, and I loved band at that time, but I wanted a little bit more. And so I started choir second semester, and one day Mr. Hook came up to me and said, "Alex, I really like what I'm hearing from you. You need to start taking lessons with me." And I was like, "Well, I don't know." And so I did, and it went really great the first time. And from then on, I just really found my niche in singing, and I really kind of wanted to be on Broadway there for a little bit. And then I started to explore the classical genre, and that really, really spoke to me. And it's been, you know, it's been great ever since.
You realize you're going to have to learn German, Italian, French, and Russian, all of these languages down the road here.
That's right. Actually, the college that I'm hoping to attend next year asks that you be fluent by the time you leave as your undergraduate in all three languages. So, yeah.
So you have some idea of what you're taking on.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And you feel up to the task.
Oh, very up to it. Very excited.
Well, singing must be a great joy to you.
It really is. It's something that really reaches into my soul, and it just really grabs me. And I hope that I can continue to grasp this art and explore that with other people and bring that joy to other people as well.
Please tell me you have some stage fright or something.
Yes. No, you know, I don't know. A little bit.
No, everyone's shaking their head.
So
you're comfortable.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I've had so many opportunities. I've been very, very lucky. I've had a lot of opportunities to be able to perform in front of other people. And it's just been a real joy and a real blessing to me.
Here's Alexander Fruin as a Bravo finalist on February 20th, singing a song by Vincenzo Bellini. The title translates to English as Fervent Desire. Alexander is accompanied by his teacher, David Hook.
Love your
Alexander Fruin is a Mattawan High School senior and private student of baritone David Hook and countertenor Mark Creighton. We heard him sing a song by Vincenzo Bellini called Il Ferido Desiderio. Alex recently won first place in the Illinois National Association of Teachers singing competition and plans to major in voice performance at Chicago College of Performing Arts, Roosevelt University. This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. I'm Kara Lawrence, and we're featuring performances from the Bravo concert of February 20th. Bravo offers high school age musicians in West Michigan the chance to audition and perform on a finalist's concert. Listen for three more Bravo performances tomorrow evening on WMUK's Let's Hear It, starting at 8 o'clock after the news. Our final Bravo highlight for now is a performance by violist Ryan Grover, a senior at Loy Norix High School. Her viola teacher is Karen Code. Ryan is a member of the Kids in Tune program with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, which she says brings her great inspiration and joy. She is also an avid reader and writer, which may have been a factor in choosing this piece written by Rebecca Clark. Morpheus, you may remember, is a god of dreams who appears in Ovid's Metamorphoses. Here's violist Ryan Grover, and accompanying her is a former Bravo finalist, Sarah Zagri. Thank you. Violist Ryan Grover, a 12th grader at Loy Norix High School, and pianist Sarah Zagree performed Morpheus, a work by American composer Rebecca Clark. That's from the Bravo Concert of February 20th, recorded by WMUK. We'll hear more Bravo performances tomorrow night on WMUK's Let's Hear It, starting at 8 o'clock.